Inflation is not a news story, but is it peaking? New numbers today show consumer prices eased a tad in April. 8.3% is now the annual rate, which is still around a 40-year high. We're paying 10% more for eggs, for instance. Scott Horsley, NPR's chief economics correspondent, has been looking at these numbers. Hey, Scott.
Good to be with you.
So consumer prices, 8.3% higher than a year ago. Are there any signs inflation pressures are easing?
You know, the details have changed, but the big picture is still pretty ugly. One reason for that decline in the annual inflation rate is that gasoline prices fell in April after the big spike in March following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. But that relief didn't last long. We know that gasoline prices have now bounced back. In fact, the price of the pump today is at a record high in nominal terms. We also saw the price of used cars come down a bit last month. Used cars had been a big driver of inflation last year. But new car prices are still climbing, and there was a big spike in April in the price of airline tickets, which reflects both the strong demand for travel as people get out more, and also airlines rising fuel bills.
Yeah, and what's happening with grocery prices? I see that one measure, one index of eggs and meat and poultry is up more than 14%.
Yeah, grocery prices overall are up nearly 11% over the last year, and egg prices have soared more than 22%. There was a big spike in egg prices just last month, partly as a result of the avian flu outbreak that has killed a lot of laying hens and forced a lot of egg producers to euthanize their flocks. During another outbreak of avian flu back in 2015, egg prices jumped almost 80%, so there could be more room to rise on the egg front.
Yeah, well, the president is visiting a farm today in Illinois to talk about boosting food production, food supply. Is there much the president or the government more broadly can really do here?
You know, the White House has talked a lot about concentration, in particular in the meatpacking industry. The Agriculture Department has put some money into building new slaughterhouses to try to boost competition in that industry, and that might help somewhat. The meatpacking industry is highly concentrated. It's been highly concentrated for decades, though, so it's not entirely clear that that's the reason behind the big spike we've seen in meat and other grocery prices over the last couple of years.
And we're seeing food prices around the world also skyrocketing, which is connected to the war in Ukraine. Does that make it harder for Americans to import food also?
Yeah, you know, the U.S. farm sector is a huge producer of food and a major exporter. We do import specialty food products, but the big commodities we use here in the U.S. are mostly homegrown. You are seeing higher grain prices globally as a result of the war, and of course, a lot of grain goes to feed livestock, so that's another factor that's contributing to higher prices for pork and chicken and beef.
So going forward, Scott, what are economists watching for? What are they expecting for? I see rents are still going up at quite a clip. Gasoline, as you describe, is on the way up again.
Yeah, it could well be that March turns out to be the high watermark for inflation, but that doesn't mean we're going to fall back to something like normal inflation quickly. Consumers are gradually shifting from buying a lot of stuff to buying more services, which might have been off limits during earlier stages of the pandemic. Forecasters used to think that return to normal consumption patterns would bring some relief from inflation, but it may just redirect the price hikes to services, as we're seeing now with airfares, for example.
Yeah. Well, finally, we know that to try to cool off prices, the Federal Reserve has begun to raise interest rates already, and that makes it harder for borrowers to have money in their pockets to spend. When might that start to have an effect?
Yeah, the Fed boosted interest rates by half a percentage point just last week and telegraphed that two similar size jumbo rate hikes are coming most likely in June and July. The monetary cure for inflation tends to take a long time to work, but one of the first places to look for an effect is in the housing market. Mortgage rates have jumped pretty sharply in anticipation of the Fed's actions. We've seen the average rate on a 30-year fixed loan jump now above 5.25%. That's still low by historical standards, but it might start to weigh on home prices as well as the demand for all the stuff that goes into a house.
Yeah. Scott Horsley is NPR's chief economics correspondent. Scott, thanks as always.
You're welcome.